It's coming up on 8:50, and time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports. And joining us now is Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Packer bids for hogs today in the Midwest direct markets are expected to be mostly steady, but for deliveries Friday and or Saturday. Terminals are called mostly steady to weaker, with tops from 28 to 31.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $28. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, November 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,513. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $38 to $45.95. The weighted average, $43.45, a loss of 71 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $26.75 to $35.25. Weighted average was $33.26. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,509. The base price range, $38.50 to $54. The weighted average, $46.94, a gain of $1.87 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.92 to $38.84, and the weighted average was $36.42. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at South America, first of all, there were some isolated thunderstorms over northwestern areas of Argentina and also some scattered thunderstorms on a widely scattered basis across the central growing areas of Brazil over the last 24 hours. And it remained warm across western sections of Argentina and Brazil during the last 24 hours as well, and no big change in that is expected. And as we look ahead, it looks like through tomorrow and into Thursday, there will be some scattered showers across the central into some northern sections of the Brazilian bean belt. That would include Mato Grosso, much of the growing areas of Sao Paulo, southern Minas Gerais, southern Goiás, southern Mato Grosso. I think I said before, all of Mato Grosso, I meant Mato Grosso do Sul. So anyway, those are the areas that will get some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Coverage will stay under 50% in those areas, but there will be some there. And some of that rain will extend across Paraguay and into the northern most production areas of Argentina, including Santiago del Estero and parts of Chaco. But much of the growing regions of Argentina will be staying dry the next couple of days. So will the very dry, far northeastern areas of the Brazilian bean belt. Now, as we look ahead late in the week, it does look like there will be some good rains for northeastern Argentina, but most of those rains will miss the primary belt, although scattered showers will occur farther south. It's just the highest totals will be just to the northeast of the prime production areas of Argentina. But it does look like most areas that grow soybeans will at least be in line for some rain. But the coverage is not going to be complete. So there will be some dry pockets across western and southern growing areas of Argentina after this late week rain. And that is going to be of concern because follow-up rains will definitely be important. So that's a concern. There's still probably going to be some problems in parts of Argentina. I'd say the farther west you go in the growing areas, the worse the situation will be, also the farther south. So in Buenos Aires, La Pampa, where they grow some corn, also Cordoba, which is a big producing state of corn and soybeans, especially southern and western Cordoba, there could be some problems with dryness because of the fact that the rain that's coming late this week may not hit all fields down there, and follow-up rains are not likely. Now, it does look like there will be some more significant rainfall pushing northward into Brazil. So while it's going to be dry, it has been dry for a few days and will be dry for a couple more in, say, Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, Paraná, More rain is on the way, and that rain will push into Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo. And there's even a chance of scattered showers this upcoming weekend into the northeastern production areas of Brazil, some of the very dry areas centered on Bahia. And next week, it does look like the first decent rainfall in some time for the northeastern growing areas of Brazil. So when we look at Brazil, some improvement in the moisture situation there. And so when we look at the big picture, the southern and central sections of Brazil are looking very good right now for crop production. Same thing with northwestern Brazil, but the northeastern production areas of Brazil have been too dry, but we'll see improvement next week. Meanwhile, in Argentina, some areas are too dry and will stay dry, and that's of concern. And also with the La Nina in progress, there is some correlation between La Nina and dryness. So if there's a long-term potential problem area in South America, I would say it's in Argentina right now, especially the western and southern production areas. Now back stateside, we're very mild in the Midwest today, but some much colder air will be dumping in over the next couple of days, and it will stay cold then for the rest of November and into early December. There might be a little bit of rain and snow out in the southern plains as well. They could use some moisture there as the hard red winter wheat crop's about to go into dormancy. And it still looks like there's going to be some very wet weather for the Delta and Southeast this upcoming weekend. And of course, the Southeast is very, very dry. Lake Lanier in Georgia just hit a record low this past day for its lake level. So rain will be beneficial there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 781.5, up a half last trade down 4. March 790 unchanged, last trade down 6.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 757.5, up 1.25. Last trade down 2.75. July 676.5, down 2.5. Last trade down 2.75. December corn opened at 377.5, unchanged, last trade down 3/4. March 394 down a half, last trade down 3/4. July 412.75, down 1/4, last trade down 1.25. December of next year 420.5, down a half, last trade down 3/4. January beans open at 1069, down 1.5, last trade down 5.5. July 1105.5, up 9.5, last trade down 5.25. January of next year 1007, down 13. Make that of 2009, 1007 down 13, and last trade down 6.25. December soybean meal, 287 down 70, last trade down 190. December soybean oil, 44.80 unchanged, last trade down 18. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, yesterday we had the S&P 500 and the Dow make new lows lower for their recent move. We had the dollar sharply down overnight, and we have crude oil significantly higher, as high as it's been in the last seven sessions this morning. What wins out today?
I think the crude oil wins out there, and I think the grains have kind of lost their luster for going into the holiday and will gradually go down a little more. I think we'll see more highs in the grains later on, maybe after the first year, but we might have seen the tops for a while, you know, up before Thanksgiving, down into the Christmas, that old rule of thumb. But we still have great usage on the grains.
So you think yesterday's key reversal lower in the soybean pit was significant?
I think it was. The technicians who have tons of money will be selling beans because of that. We had a new contract high in the overnight, and then the close yesterday was lower than the day before's low. So that's a technical reversal. Unless we bounce up today, I would say that would be a sign that beans are going to go down for a little while.
You think March beans can reach 1050, 1040 before beginning a leg higher?
I think they could very easily. That could happen in a one-day period. I don't think it will, but I think know, today, tomorrow, and Friday, we could see it by Friday.
What do you make of the corn? Why hasn't it rallied better because despite all the strong demand?
Well, I think we are going to have not as few of acres. People were talking about 8 million less of acres, and I think now industry realizes that the good corn-growing areas are basically going to plant the same amount of corn so that we aren't going to have as few acres as they were talking. And that is one of the main things right there.
Is old crop wheat trying to show us an interim low is in place?
Old crop wheat's trying to show us that, but we still have the tightest usage-to-supply ratio in the world on wheat. Once we get new harvesting of all these added acres in, it'll really push things down. But until then, we still are in a sideways back and forth, try to make a low and then bounce up 30. So, you know, it could be an interim low, but we could be 40 cents higher in a week or two.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get your calls today.
Calls today, soybeans 4 to 7 lower, corn 1 to 2 lower, wheat 3 to 5 lower.
And very quickly over at the Merck, what are you seeing?
We're seeing hogs again trying to find lows. We haven't found them. We bounced back a week or so ago and then went right back down. So we're trying to find lows in hogs for nearbys. In cattle, nearbys are okay, but the ones out to February are lower.
Hmm. Thank you very much, Pete. You have a great day today.
Thanks.
And a great Thanksgiving holiday.
All righty, thanks.
Lots to be thankful for.
Right.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.